T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to our network studios, and welcome to the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show. My name is John Risch. The Red Sox began this 9-game, 10-day, 3-city road trip with a 3-game sweep of the Orioles. Boston now trails New York by 1/2 game in the American League East, with Tampa Bay sitting 5.5 out tonight. It is the first of two with the Rays. John Lester takes the ball opposite Matt Garza. Let's get the latest from the manager. Terry Francona is brought to you by Bigelow Tea, Terry Francona's green tea of choice. Here's Dave O'Brien.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Tito, I know a lot of folks are saying, around the media anyway, this is the biggest week for the Boston Red Sox in 2009. I know we're not going to draw you into that.
No, I haven't had a week yet that I can remember that wasn't the biggest week. And I think that's part of how we're supposed to look at it. Sure, these are exciting games. I mean, I wouldn't want to get around that. But at the same time, when you come through Baltimore, that's supposed to be what's on our plate, and we handled that. Now you come down to Tampa for two, we'll do the best we can, then we'll move on to New York. I know there's a lot of attention that these games are given. I'm sure the players somewhat like it, and then sometimes it gets a little bit too much. But we've played ourselves into a situation, and so have these teams, that these games are really meaningful. That makes it more fun.
You don't sound remotely surprised, then, that that's the way it's stacking up. Red Sox, Yankees, Tampa Bay. The Rays certainly haven't played their best baseball, but they are playing much better than they have over the last month.
Yeah, they're, you know, a lot of things we saw last year that came together for them. It took a little while longer for that to happen, fortunately for the rest of the league. Now they're starting to put it together. Their bullpen, you know, Howe and the bullpen, and their starters are starting to give them the innings, and it's coming together for them. And they're having to dig their way from a little bit back, which is good, because that's harder to do, especially with us in New York. But this is going to be interesting the last couple months.
Is it tough when you haven't seen a team for this length of time? I think it's May 10th, last time you saw Tampa Bay, to get a handle on them. Is it catch up again? Or, you know, with all the scouting reports, you know them already.
Well, and we play them so much. Now, again, you'd certainly want to find out who's swinging what and who's doing what, which we have. But with television now and the amount we've played them, you know, I sat and watched the game yesterday, so just because of their odd starting time and us being here. So now the familiarity is still there.
Well, the Yankees coming up, but, you know, you've got these two big games right here. And looking at tonight, looking at your lineup, you're able to play J.D. Drew, which I think a lot of people would be surprised at, given the fact that Drew had to come out the other day.
J.D. showed up early, went out and ran, and pronounced himself plenty good to play, which is good. We'll probably spin around and not play him tomorrow night anyway. We're on turf. They got Price, the young left-hander. So for that reason, we'll leave Bay out one more night. We'll let the kid Reddick play another game in left. Hopefully he does something exciting and helps us win. And then tomorrow night we'll spin around and have a couple other guys get Lowell back in there and have some righties in there.
You've commented on this before, that when Red Sox rookies come up from the minor leagues, they appear big league ready, not intimidated. Doesn't that look like the case with Reddick? For whatever reason, he's really exploded.
Yeah, yes, and I don't think anybody thinks he's, you know, I don't, and I probably comes out wrong. So, you know, he's probably not ready to stay here. I mean, there needs to be some experience. And this kid has been in Double A, and he's kind of on the fast track, but he's exciting, and he's been exciting. And there's probably going to come a point when he goes back down, because it's good for him. But in the meantime, it's exciting for us to see a kid come up, take the excitement, not back off from that, and actually kind of raise his game a little bit. He's given us a big boost in the arm here. It's been great.
The home run the other day. Is this a case of a young guy getting fed a lot of fastballs, or are you seeing some nice adjustments on his part in the batter's box?
Well, he's been working on making the adjustments at the minor league level, and but we did see that here. He laid off some breaking balls. He had one at bat against the lefty where he laid off a 3-2 breaking ball. I don't think a year ago we'd have even remotely seen that. So he's aware of some of these things, but it's kind of fun to see him put it in place at the big league level.
Has Daisuke come on over to see the ball club? Have you seen him here?
He walked by earlier and had my door closed. I was visiting with some other people. I believe he was out throwing. He'll be here today and tomorrow with John Farrell.
And how do you like how Victor Martinez has fit in? That might be begging the question coming off a 5-hit day.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can fit in anywhere he wants and he gets 5 hits. No, he's done a good job. He's already shown. We had heard all. I know Victor a little bit from way back, but we had heard all the good stories about him being a teammate. And he's been here 2 days, and you can tell he's excited to be right smack in the middle of a pennant race. He's doing everything in his power, as Kochman is, to be a member of this team, which we appreciate a lot.
Tito, good luck in game one against Tampa tonight.
Thanks, David.
That's Terry Francona. Let's toss it back to John Risch.
Thank you, Dave. Terry Francona is brought to you by Bigelow Tea, Terry Francona's green tea of choice, and by AT&T. Switch to the nation's fastest 3G network. AT&T, your world delivered. Remember, you can check us out online at SoxBooth.com. Still to come, we've got a trip around the major leagues. Joe sits down with Tampa Bay outfielder Carl Crawford on the inside pitch. Coming up next, WEEI.com's Rob Bradford on the Clubhouse Insider. This is the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show on the WRKO Red Sox Radio Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.